Yeah, let's start the show.
We got a damn good show for y'all today, man.
Good show.
But for start show, man, look at this flag action on his hat.
Yeah, man, look at these clean, yeah, t-shirts.
Yeah, look at the flag action. That can only be bought at officialharshtwins.com. I'll give you 20% off. All you got to do is type in discount code Chinese Virus. You know why? I'm a good guy, and I'm a loyal Trump supporter.
We conservatives,
proud conservatives.
That's how we pay the bills, and then let's start the damn show.
Trump, man.
Trump.
He's finna nominate a new Supreme Court justice.
Conservative. Yeah.
She young, too, man.
Yeah.
She young, man.
Well, she's young compared to who she's replacing.
Yeah, I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I think she was.
How old was she?
Well. I think she, I don't know, I think she looked 120.
that wasn't a joke, that's what she...
What does 120 years old look like?
She looked like she was up there. I mean, you looked at her, you knew she wasn't a spring chicken.
I think she was 83, man. If she's nominated, Amy Barrett, if she's nominated, yeah. She's got a long career on the Supreme Court, which is good for this country because she's the Constitutionist, she's recovered, she's conservative. Yeah. She's not going to look at the Constitution and interpret it for her own agenda. She's going to read and enforce the Constitution as it's written.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in this country.
Yeah, not another left-wing misinterpreting the Constitution.
Yeah, the thing that I think liberals go wrong. They look at the Constitution and they will misinterpret the Constitution. They call it legal maneuvering just to get their agenda across instead of just reading the Constitution and enforcing the laws as it's written.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the reason why they decided to go with a woman,
yeah.
I mean, a lot of people think it's because they're replacing Ruth.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think the reason why Trump went with a woman. I mean, look at the last two males that's been nominated for Supreme Court justice.
Yeah.
Right? The black fella back in the 80s.
Clarence Thomas?
Yeah, he was forcefully penetrating women. And look what they did to Kavanaugh. This dude, not only was he doing forced penetration, this dude was running trains and gangbangs.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't have a mindset of running gangbangs and going to law school and just stop one day and be like, you know what? I got to stop the gangbangs. I want to stop the forced penetration. Man, you know what? I'm going to be Supreme Court justice one day.
Yeah, usually if you're a serial rapist or a serial murderer, you don't stop until you get caught.
Yeah.
Usually. 99.9% of the time.
Yeah, it's something wrong with you. You actually enjoy it.
You just don't give it up because you want to be a judge or a lawyer. Typically.
Yeah typically.
But let's talk about Amy, man. She's 47. She's young. She went to Notre Dame. She's a Catholic.
She's an impeccable candidate. She's got a big family. Mm-hmm. I don't know how any woman does this, have 6-7 kids and still go through law school and raise a family and do this and that. I know she's got a husband. She's not doing it all by herself. But, man, that's amazing in itself. Yeah. And she adopted 2 kids.
Yeah.
She didn't adopt them from Ireland or Finland or Sweden or Norway.
Mm-hmm.
She adopted 2 kids from Haiti.
Yeah.
I don't even call that an adoption. I call that a rescue.
Probably rescued them from the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And to all the feminists out there, if y'all want to appreciate strong role models, strong women, this is one of the women you should look at.
Yeah.
This is a damn good woman.
She's the epitome of a strong woman.
Integrity.
You know the strong woman on the left?
Yeah. Now that means pinch your hair green.
A strong woman on the left is Cardi B. That's a strong woman right there.
Melissa Milano, that's a damn strong woman.
Yeah, man, no, this woman, she's impeccable. I'm just wondering how is the left going to smear her? They can't. Well, I guess they can still do it.
Yeah,
they can do what they did to Kavanaugh. I can see it now. Breaking news, CNN.
Uh-oh.
Hi. My name is Jason. Back in college, I was 19 and I was failing. I hired me a tutor. Her name was Amy. She came in and I quickly found out she wasn't much of a tutor. She actually forced me to get an erection. And I had 5 orgasms involuntarily. It was the worst 3 hours of my life. My nuts was even burning.
Man, shut up, man.
Look. I hear another one. Hi, my name's Steve. I live right next door to whatever his name was.
It's Jason.
Jason. And she came over and tried to force her tutoring services on me. This time she had three other women with her, and she wouldn't take no for an answer, so her friends pulled out dildos and started beating the hell out of me with it. 5 hours later, I had 9 involuntary orgasms. It was the worst 30 minutes of my life.
Look, we're not making fun of,
course,
forced
not.
Penetrations. We're using satire to show you a point of view. The left, they're going to have a very hard time, I think an impossible feat, to try to smear this woman.
Yeah, they can't.
It's easy to smear a man. All you got to do is accuse him of things, and automatically, majority women on the left, they will believe it. But it's hard to smear a woman like this lady, Amy Barrett, as they did Kavanaugh. Gonna be impossible.
Yeah,
impossible. I mean, probably the darkest thing you're gonna find out about Amy. She helped a black kid behind her cheat on his test because she is good in math.
What?
hey, Tyrone, can you see it? Hurry up before the teacher gets back.
She helped a black kid pass his test.
Yeah, you already know she's down with the black man. She got 2 adopted black kids.
Man, shut up. You crazy as hell.
This woman is an impeccable nomination.
Yeah. Conservative, Catholic, and a true Catholic.
Yeah.
Pro-life.
I mean, I guess they could throw her religion at her, but you got, Schumer and Nancy, they're
Catholic too.
Yeah.
But the only difference between Amy Barrett and Nancy and Chuck is she's a real Catholic.
Yeah, she's pro-life.
She's just not pretending. She actually listens to what's in the Bible.
Man, Trump is doing an amazing job. That's why Trump 2020. Yeah.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.